Chapter 15. A Fountain of Wisdom. This is a collection of ancient proverbs, from the Proverbs of Solomon and Ecclesiastes. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Whoever listens to wisdom will live in safety and be at ease, without fear of harm. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. The Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and shun evil. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness, they do not know what makes them stumble. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. A man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths. The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him, the cords of his sin hold him fast. He will die for lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. There are 6 things the Lord hates, 7 that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. A man who commits adultery lacks judgment, whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. Choose instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, more precious than rubies, for wisdom is more, and nothing you desire can compare with her. If you rebuke a mocker, he will hate you; rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. The wise in heart accept instruction, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. He who heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. When a wicked man dies, his hope perishes, all he expected from his power comes to nothing. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. For lack of guidance a nation falls, but many advisers make victory sure. A kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings himself harm. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. One man gives freely, yet gains even more; another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. The way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. A simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps. All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word! The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. A rebuke impresses a man of discernment more than 100 lashes a fool. Even a fool is thought wise, if he keeps silent, and discerning, if he holds his tongue. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty. If you rescue him, you will have to do it again. It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man, do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine. A wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength, for though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again, but the wicked are brought down by calamity. Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me, I'll pay that man back for what he did. Through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, too much of you, and he will hate you. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than 7 men who answer discreetly. Like one who seizes a dog by the ears, is a passerby who meddles in a quarrel, not his own. Like a madman shooting firebrands or deadly arrows, is a man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, someone else, and not your own lips. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are the eyes of man. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but a man is tested by the praise he receives. The wicked man flees though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. He who rebukes a man will in the end gain more favor than he who has a flattering tongue. A man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to itself disgraces his mother. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of lowly spirit gains honor. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. And a cord of 3 strands is not quickly broken. Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. It is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools. Like the crackling of thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of fools. I find more bitter than death the woman who is a snare, whose heart is a trap, and whose hands are chains. The man who pleases God will escape her, but the sinner she will ensnare. When the sentence for a crime is not quickly carried out, the hearts of men are filled with schemes to do wrong. Yet because the wicked do not fear God, it will not go well with them, and their days will not lengthen like a shadow. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. As dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. What does a man get for all the toil and anxious striving with which he labors under the sun? All his days his work is pain and grief, even at night his mind does not rest. This too is meaningless. Here is the conclusion of the matter: fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.